Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Ramirat Shiyichi, the schus Yisrael Tzaduk Ben Shalamis, and the schus Moshe Rebesh Dimaisel Moshe Mordechai, Rabbi Yitzhak Ben Yosef Ben Ezra, Ben Esther. And we're going to be learning Mirtz Hashem, Parshas Chayisara. What a schus to be learning Parshas Chayisara B'Hayshasa, in your Tovshin Pei Beis. And this is based on the Torah of Rabbi Agona Gadol, David Mandetzal. And we are going to see Neflois, Rabois, Gedolois, Vatsumois, Mitoilais Hashem, Bezalat Hashem, Besiat Hashmaya. Perchav Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Avram Zakein, Bavi Amin, Bashem Berachat Avram Bakol. Avram was old, coming in days, and Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Rashi explains, Bakol of the Gematria Ben, Bakol is the gematria of Ben, of son. Ben, since he had a son, he had to marry him off to a wife. So that's Pashut. Avram was old, coming in days, and Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Rashi explains what's everything, what's Bakol. Bakol is the gematria Ben. Bakol, Beis is 2. Kol is 50, 52. Ben, 52. Since he had a son, he had to find a wife for him, and it's not coming to the parsha of finding a wife for Yitzchok. Apparently, this is very, very difficult to understand. Avraham Avinu only had a son, Gematria. You have to come on to Gematrias for sons. We already know. We know from earlier that he had sons without Gematrias. You don't need Gematrias to tell us that Avraham Avinu had sons, had a son. That's the first problem. Mayeshkan Faresh Tabenai de Gematria. So why are you telling us about his son via this Gematria and tell us about his son without Gematrias? Ain Mashakosa Bezeba Gurarie over Bisiv Sechachomi, Moise Aleph, Fechen, and move on. Only because he had a son, big Gematria, he had to marry him off. If he had a son and it wouldn't be a good Gematria, then he wouldn't have to marry him off. What's the sinyan of the Gematria? Not only that, we have to understand the Hakadama of Avram Zokin Baba Yomim. Hashem berachas Avram bakol. So, pashtus apasuk is that Avram Avinu had bakol kipshuta. Avram was old, and Hashem blessed him with everything. Mashmei blessed him with everything. So, what's the kesher between the bakol kipshuta and the midrasho? It's always worth it to try to see what the kesher between the pshat and the drash is. We darshan bakol is a ben, but there's also bakol kipshuta. So what's the kesher between the Bakol B'Pshuto and the Gematria of Ben that makes him have to marry off a wife? So, we can explain this with two prefaces. Number one, what it says in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Tes, Shlosh simanim yesh b'umazu, the three simanim in this nation, Rachmanim vayshanim gom lechasadim. The Jews have three simanim. Rachmanim, vayshanim, and gom lechasadim. Those are the simanim of Yahadus. If anybody has these three simanim, then he's royally dovek b'umazu. These are our simanim. Merciful, bashful, and gomlei chasadim. And these things are primarily tchunot muladot. These are qualities that you're born with. It's not an inyan of das. And therefore it says, anybody who has these tchunos, roi li davik b'umazu. If he has them by birth, then it's roi for him to connect to the Jewish people And it's known what it says in the Drosh HaSaran that Avraham Avinu was makbid to take a wife for Yitzchak. Even though they were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not the daughter of Eliezer, it was Dola Mashik Mataris Rabbi, because Avraham Avinu wanted a wife for his son, that her tchunos and her midos that are bitoylada are uyim. So where if he goes back to his homeland, so then the midos will be good, and he's not worried about the Avodah Zarah, the Deos of Avodah Zarah, that can change. But somebody who was born with bad midos, you can't make a zivug with such a person. So therefore Eliezer is Canaan. So you don't want to make a zivug with Eliezer's daughter, because then you're already running into trouble with the bad midas from birth. Whereas when you're dealing with Rivka, you're dealing with good midas, just the bad ashkafas. The ashkafas, the deos, the avodah zarah can change. The midas can change. This is the yesod of the Ran, the famous Ran, Drush HaChamishi, Drush HaShneimasel. Uvichazal katuv al zeh she'ein arur mitabek bebaruch. That an arur, somebody who's cursed, doesn't cling to someone who's blessed. And that's corresponding to what it says in Yevamis, that it's not royally davik b'umazu if you don't have these three simanim. These three simanim you're born with. You got it or you don't got it. So if somebody's aru, they're not born with it. And therefore, they're not roy to cling to this nation. You have to have the tchun of rachamim, otherwise you're not shaykh to this nation. And if a person has bad midas, they don't have rachamim, they're not baishan, they don't have gomlech hasadim. So they're not shaykh to Am Yisrael. So therefore, Eliezer's daughter wasn't shaykh to Am Yisrael. So that's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two is what Rashi writes later on, 25:11. And when it says, Ve'ach Remos Avram by Baruch Elokim is Yitzchak, that after Avram died, God blessed Isaac. Rashi writes, Tavrach Rav Pisha Masra, Kodesh Baruch was a brachas to Avram, even though God gave the brachas to Avram, the Sierra Lavarach is Yitzchak, he was afraid to give Yitzchak the bracha. B'nei Shet Safa is Esav Yitzhak Mimenu, because he saw that Esav is going to come out of Yitzchak. So Avram had the brachas, but he didn't want to give it to Yitzchak because he saw Esav coming out of Yitzchak. Amar Yavo Bala Brachas, the Yavarachas, the Sheyitav Beina. So he said, let the Bala Brachas come and bless whoever's good in his eyes. Uba Kadosh Baruch Hu Bercho, and Kadosh Baruch Hu came and gave him a bracha. So it's Mashmi Loshan Chazal Rashi that Avram knew that Hashem's going to bless Yitzchak, but he said, I'm not going to do it because he has an Esav coming out of him, so let God do it. We have to understand what's the difference if God blesses him or if Avram blesses him. At the end of the day, Esav's coming from him. And if Avram really thought that having Esav come from you makes you not worthy of a bracha, then how did Avram Avinu himself get a bracha? He had a Yishmael. If having a bad kid makes you not worthy of bracha, so then how did Avram get the bracha? He had a Yishmael. What's Avram's svar over here? אז נראה מזה שברכה חלה על כולו ובמילה גם זרעו בכללה כל שיש בו נקודה מקולקלת בו לא שייך שתהיה ברכה גם בנקודה זו ואז אי אפשר כלל לברכו אשר מזה תתברך גם נקודה זו ולא שייך בה ברכה. That when a bracha is chal on a person completely, it's also chal on his zera. It also takes effect on his seed. And if a person has a nekudah mekul kelet, if he has a point of corruption, of impropriety, then the bracha can't be chal on this nekudah of kilkul. And then he can't be blessed. Because if he's blessed, then this improper nekuda is going to be blessed. And there the bracha is in shayach. So with regard to Yishmael, that it says, Ki v'yitzak yikar lecha zora. So Yishmael is mufka from Zari shel Avram. Yishmael has been precluded from being the seed of Avram. Ki v'yitzak yikar lecha zora. Hare omnam Avram kulo mevorach. So Avram is blessed in total. Because Yishmael is out of the park, out of the game, out of the league. He was expelled. Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazar, Yitzchak and not Yishmael. But Esav is mufka from the pasuk of Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Not all of Yitzchak is going to be your seed. We see in Sanhedrin 59b, Ayin Shem. But that's not a hafka legamrei al Esav. Ela shebi Yitzchak atzmo yeshnu chelik shahilidus Esav. Lezemet yaches Esav. In other words, Yitzchak has a part of him that also connects to Esav. Esav is not mufka legamrei. We see this in Kiddushin on 18a, that Esav has a din Yisrael mumer. So there is a hisyachsus. He has a din of an apostate Jew. There is a hisyachsus, a relationship between Esav and Yitzchak. It's not a hafka gemura. It's only hafka gemura when it comes to Yishmael. Yishmael is totally expelled, but not Yitzchak, not Esav. And we spoke at length in a different shir from the Ramban, Parshas Dvorim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalid, that there's not a hafka muchletis le'esav mi Yitzchak, just like there is from Yishmael to Avram. This is discussed by Rabbeinu in the Be'er Miriam in the third volume, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, Gevaldik. So you can listen to the shir, you can look inside. Al Koponim, Yishmael is a hafka gemur, and Esav is not. So there's a nekuda that Yitzchak can't be blessed. Avram can be blessed completely because Yishmael is precluded from being his seed completely. Yitzchak, you can't bless him because if the blessing is chal al kulal, there's a nekuda that's not royal as barich. And therefore, how do you give him the bracha? And that's what God says, Avram says, that only the bala brachis can give the bracha. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give the bracha and make it a precise bracha that it's only chal and where it's worthy to be of being chal. Yavo bala brachas v'yitav v'yavarech es asher yitav beinav. Only Hashem can do it, but that's not my job. I can't. If I give on the whole thing, and I don't know where it starts and where it ends, because there's an akuta of Yitzchak that's not royal bracha. So I'm going to let Hashem do the job, and He knows how to be precise. מעתה נראה שמה שכתוב ואברהם זקן בא בימים והשם ברך את אברהם בכל נאמר בזה שברכתו של אברהם חלה בכולו לגמרי משום שכנ"ל אין בו כל נקודה של אי ברכה when it says והשם בירך את אברהם בכל it's what we would say in Spanish for those who speak Spanish in ganzen לגמרי כולו אברהם was blessed in total Because Yishmael is mufka, so the male you can give Avram the blessing, the complete blessing. Sherak Yitzchak bilvad hu zaro, and the male everything is pure, and the haftach of Yitzchak Am Yisrael is only going to be through Yitzchak, and everything's going to be blessed. It's all going to be gishmak and gevaldik. So, rak hu, rak Yitzchak hu zaro shel Avraham, vehu hu. HaBaruch. He's the one who's blessed, and he's the one who's Yisrael. He's Am Yisrael. And for this, Tzarich lo isha be'alma. Af al pi shegedola hi b'malote atzmiot. Ela bai re'uyut miyuchedet lehidavek b'am Yisrael. Stam a good woman is not going to do. You need a woman who is worthy of clinging to Am Yisrael. And such a woman, Avram, who knows and understands the segula of Am Yisrael, he has to search for such a woman. And now like it says about Ishmael, earlier on, 21:21, Vatikach lo imo, Isha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that his mother took for him an Egyptian girl. Shetzlo by Yishmael. What does it matter who his wife is? Nice girl. Fatima, whatever her name is. Good for him. But Avram and Yitzchak have to be Baranim. They have to be much more careful about who they choose. We're building Am Yisrael over here. This isn't just a man marrying a woman and living happily ever after or less happily ever after. This is building Am Yisrael. So Avram has to get a girl who's matim for Yitzchak and for Binyan Klal Yisrael. says, Ki b'Yitzchak yikari lecha zara. So Yishmael is mufka. And now Avram is blessed bakol. Bakol is kipshutai. He's blessed bakol. Why? Because he could be completely blessed because he doesn't have any negative seed. Why doesn't he have any negative seed? Pashut. And because Yishmael is out. Yishmael was expelled. Yishmael was precluded. So that's one Bakal. And then also Ben. Bakal is Begamatria Ben. That he has a Ben who relates to him. Ve'eino stira l'mishnit b'rech Avraham Bakal b'lo shum hagbala. Mishum she'tzadik v'yasharu ben zeh u'meni yisod l'am Yisrael. So this is Bakal. It's not pshat. We're being memayit the bracha. We're being mitzapsing the bracha. We're contracting the bracha, limiting the bracha. No. He's got Bakal, and then he's got Yitzchak from whom Klal Yisrael is going to come. So that's a pretty huge, you know, Yishvel Yisrael, Shinik Rureishis, the whole world is for us. So therefore, since it says, Ki v'Yitzchak l'kar l'cha zara, memela tzarich la'asiyo isha, now he has to find a wife. So Avram is zaken baba yamim, and as an old man, he was told that only Yitzchak's going to be his son. So now it's gevaldik. Now, because of this, because Avram Zaken Baba Yamin, and at this time of Zikana, he was told that Yitzchak is the only son. So Memela Hashem Berach as Avram Bakol, God blessed him with everything. The blessing is complete on Avram. It's also that he's going to have a son. And it's also like Rashi says, he has to find a wife for this son. That's the connection to the beginning and end of the Pasuk. Avram Zaken Baba Yamin. So he's an old man, and in his Zikna, God promised him that the Yitzchak Yikar L'chazara. And Memelev Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol, God blessed him with everything. He blessed him with everything, Kepshuto, and everything Bakol Yitzchak. And therefore Yitzchak needs a wife, because Yitzchak is also Bakol. Yitzchak's Klal Yisrael, which is also an all-encompassing Baracha. So that's super duper. And therefore Tzarech L'Asiyo Isha. So the Bakol Kepshuto and the Bakol Gematrias go together. Bakol. That's Mamish Kipshuto Bakol. And then there's a Bakol with Yitzchak, who also relates. The only reason Avram could be blessed Bakol is because Yitzchak is his only son. It's because Yishmael is out. And this Yitzchak is also Bakol because Klal Yisrael is coming from Yitzchak. And that's why this is the Hakdama to the Parsha of seeking out a wife for Yitzchak. Pashut, now that we see that he has this bracha of Yitzchak, and Klal Yisrael is going to come, Kibi Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara. So you need a wife who's mamish ruuya lo, and that's Avram's job, to find the right girl. V'zeh mat'im l'ma shekatub b'Bereishit Rabbah, that it says, V'Avram zaken balu zikna zu, kevin shekasba v'shem derech Hashem la'asit tzedakah u'mishpat. And the Medrash there talks about Mishpachas Eli Va'oit Ayin Sham. In other words, this fits with what we're talking about. We see in Yevamos that we're going like Chasadim, and that's learned from Shamur Derech Hashem La'asit Tzedakah U'Mishpat. And that's the Hakdama of Avram Zaken Bo Bayamim. Why did Avram seek out a wife for Yitzchak, seek out a Zivuk for Yitzchak? I'll tell you why. Because Avram Zochel Zikna. Why was he Zochel Zikna? He was Isaac with Milos Chasadim. And he's Isaac with Milos Chasadim because he's the Mahus of Am Yisrael. So therefore he has to find a wife for Yitzchak. Avram is the maven, he knows what to look for. And therefore it says that before it says Vashem Berachas Avram Bakol. So the Medrash says that he was zochet at old age because he was osek in staka. He was osek to v'sham Hashem derech tzal las his staka u'mishpat. So that's what the Medrash is saying. That Avram zaken baba yamim. And why was he zochet to this? Because he raised such good kids. He taught them staka u'mishpat. And now we see that that's the tchuna of Klal Yisrael. That we have this midah of gemilus chesed, this stakas dash in the back of gemilus chesed in the Gemara. So melech Hashem berachas Avram kol, God blessed Avram with everything, because he was so good, and because he has a son also. And this son needs a wife who's matimah for him. So therefore, Vashem Barach Hazav Makol, God blessed Avram with Bakol, with this Ben, and once he has a son and he has this Tchuna of Stakol Mishpat, which is learned from, which is why he was Zochet Zikna, so he has to find a good wife for this son. She also has to be have a Tchuna of Gmelus Chesed. Now later on, it says, Vavieh Yitzchak Ol Asari Imoy, Vayikach Es Rivka Vatihiloi Li'isha. Yitzchak brings her to his tent, Rivka, the tent of Sarah, his mother, and he took Rivka, and she became his wife. Targum Onkelos, Va'ala Yitzchak L'mashken Avachaza, V'atokin Ovda Ka'ovdei Sarah, Imei V'nosiv Yos Rivka, Meiridik. The Targum says that Yitzchak went to the tent, he saw she had good deeds, like the deeds of his mother Sarah, and he took her as a wife, took Rivka as a wife. So l'chore, this isn't pshuto shal mikra. We're not talking about her maisim. It says ve'yevei Yitzchak ol Sarah. He took her to Sarah's tent, and then he took her as a wife. Not pshat maisim. He didn't see her maisim. So the Targum Onkelos says shalok pshuto. Rashi mifaresh ha'ol Sarah imoy ve'yavo ol Sarah imoy ha'ol v'arei Sarah imoy. In other words, she was like Sarah, because as long as Sarah was there. Near Dabuk Me'erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos, like we know, the candle was from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Bracha Metsuya Be'isa, Anan Kasher Ala Oil, Mishamesa Pasku, and then when she died, that ended. And when Rivka came, it came back. V'zeh L'fi Pshuto Shel Mikra. What does it mean? It says, he took Be'yiviyah Yitzchak Ha'ola, Sarah Imo. He took her to the tent, and Sarah was there. It was Sarah. He saw that Rivka was Sarah, because she also had the same bracha Sarah had. Klapei the oil. In other words, in this OL, she had the same bracha. That the OL had bracha Metsuya Be'isa, near Dalek Meir Shabbos, Lev Shabbos, Anan Kosher. Anan Kosher, all right, this is all what it had in the Mishkan. It's like the Mishkan. Near Dalek Meir Shabbos, Lev Shabbos, Minoira, bracha Metsuya Be'isa is the Lechem Aponim. Anan Kosher, all is the Shechina atop the Mishkan. So this, the tent of Sarah was like the tent of Rivka, the tent of Sarah. It had these brachas. So that's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Why does Targum Onkelos say he saw her meisim like the meisim of his mother Sarah? Why didn't Onkelos like Rashi? Was it Shlach mit Rashi? As lefi dvarenu nira'a she-shlosht ha'inyanim she-hazkir Rashi she-yu ha'itzel Sarah hem neged shlosht ha'simanim she-itzel Sarah ha'yu b'midah muflegit. And these are the three things that Rashi spoke about. Ba'ishanim, he said, you know, God is everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. The Raman, Ohr HaChaim, Siman Aleph. And the Mela, you have a big busha. So that's the Baishanim. Baishanim is that you have a big busha. That's the Anan Kasher Ala Oya. Anan's the Shechina. So Sarah always realized she's in front of the Melech. Rachmanim is Behargosha Vidas. Goyim lechasodim is b'maisa b'foya. And that's the hispashtus ha-rotzim, hadas v'ha-rotzim v'maisa mechutzaloi. Mevi l'atzmi yisodim, ne'er dolek mirav Shabbos l'er Shabbos. And there is a light, which is seichel, which is havana. Shalaya mugbal ha'or l'fi tivo. Ela me'evil l'tivo. In other words, this light went beyond its nature. So to the rachmanus, the havana, of the sympathy, the compassion of Sarah was shalokafi ateva. It wasn't just in herself, it was me'everla. It was beyond her. So that's this ner dolok, ner of Shabbos, ler of Shabbos. That her havana and other people, it wasn't just about her being sensitive for herself, she was sensitive for others. And bracha metsuya, so that's rachmanim. And then bracha metsuya be'isa is gam lechasadim, that it isn't just bracha for her, it's beyond the nature of the isa. Special blessing in the dough. So that's doing chesed with others. So according to this, it would appear that since Yitzchak needs a woman who's fitting for him, who's going to establish the Jewish people, see, and she needs to have these three tchunas, these three qualities. And that's why Rashi says, she has these three things, which correspond to Rachman and Baishan and Gomech Hasadim. And Mamela Vikas Rufa Chorabati Lisha. And then he took Rivka for his wife. And the Tanai is that she's like Sarah, and therefore she could be the Yesod of Klal Yisrael. So it's not Pshat that because of these three things, she was worthy of Yitzchak. It's not these three things per se, but that these three things are an indication, are a simen. In other words, if I may be lamdish a moment, it's not a siba, it's a simen. These are a sign, these three things, that her maisim are good maisim, and therefore she's zochet to these three things, which is corresponded by Shana Rachmanim and Goyim Lechasadim. That stems with the uncleus. That he saw her maisim are like the maisim of Sarah, Vaharaya, because she has these three blessings, Bracha Be'isa, Ner Meir of Shabbos, Lev Shabbos, and Anan Kashra Ala Oil. So that shows she has this tune of Baishanim Rachmanim and Bramle Chasadim. One more possible pshat in the Ben B'Gematria is that the daughter of Eliezer was Dailo Mashke, Eliezer Dailo Mashke Matayis Rabbo. So she's more chashuv than Stam Bashel of the Avodah Zarah. But Chazal say, in Arav Mistabik B'Baruch, Baruch is somebody who, Shenis Baruch Hu Avram B'Zaroi, Leos La'am Segula L'Hashem. The blessing is that we are blessed to be God's nation, and therefore we're Zochet to Torah. The other nations don't have Torah. And that pshat in the pasuk, Ben, is calls gematria Ben, because gematria is a Torah dikinyan. It's the 28th of the 32 midas shamar v'lezav v'nosher v'yosei aklili, and we learn a lot of dinei Torah from gematria. Numerous dinei Torah. It's not only something for chesidus svarim. It's dinei Torah. You see that in nazir dafhei. Yiyes dam nazirus is 30 days, because it's gematria 30. Lamites Melachas, Shabbos Tafayin Omer Aleph, also learned from Gematria. Midas Ahin, Yud Beis Lugin, we learn Menachas, Beit Tes, from a Gematria. It says Zeh, which is 12. Other Limudim. So this is a Torah Degenyan. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. That this Ben is Ben B'Gematria. This is a Gematria of Ben, which means that he's Roy for Torah. If he's Roy for Torah, that means he's blessed. You have to find the right word. You have to find the right girl for him. You can't just take the local girls. You have to find somebody who's really matin. Really fits the tab, fits the role. This was an amazing mahalach. Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, olu Hashem ki tov, ki lo ilam chazdo. I thank you so much for listening. And obviously, there's just a ton more to say about this parasha. So please stay tuned. Ve'anachnu nir'eh hemshech nifla'ot. רבות וגדולות מתורת השם בלי נדר, ואני מודה לכם מאוד על ההקשבה. שלום, שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, מוריי ורבותיי.